It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn how to make the most of a bad situation when we have to call corporate customer service lines.
But first, one thing a lot of WPR listeners have in common is a love of books. They love to read, they love stories, and they love the information and world building that books can bring.
Well, we've got with us now one of WPR's most prolific readers. His office is stacked from floor to ceiling, sometimes beyond, with books. And he's pretty much always got his finger on the best reads, past and present.
That's right. Steve Paulson is here in the studio. He's the executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge, one of the national shows produced right here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Steve, welcome back.
It is. It's great to be here.
And I'm just going to say right off the top, for a pledge of any amount this hour, we will send you a copy of 8 books that blew Steve Paulson's mind. Right? This is just not any mind. This is Steve Paulson's mind, the man who reads more books than there are leaves on trees. I just came up with that.
We'll see if this is really a selling point here. So that is the question for this hour. So,
all right. Well, let's start with what does it mean to you, Steve, to have a mind-blowing book read?
A book that you just are swept away by, that you're totally immersed in, that it kind of rocks your world in a way. And for me, I mean, people often ask, what's your beach read? You know, your vacation book? You know, I don't want just a fluffy book. I mean, this is just me. You know, I have only so much time and I want to read a really good book. I want to read a book that I sink my teeth in. So the books that I have put on this list are books that meant something to me, and that, I mean, they're all kinds of different books, but that were great reads, but that kind of take you to a deeper place.
All right, you said it, books that rock your world, and we're going to start out with the first one, Becoming Animal, An Earthly Cosmology by David Abram. Tell us about this one.
Well, Abram is a fascinating guy. He's a cultural anthropologist and an environmental philosopher with a twist. He's an animist. And you know, I've sort of always been interested in animism, sort of the idea that the whole world is alive. And I sort of always thought, oh, that's his metaphor, right? Well, he takes this really seriously. And he's traveled around the world. He has met with shamans. He actually prefers the word sorcerer. Hmm. And the thing that kind of makes it interesting is he is also a sleight-of-hand magician himself. And so back in his early 20s, he went roaming all around Southeast Asia. And you know, he'd sort of do his tricks in the village. And that was his way of meeting the local shaman. He wanted to learn from those people. And he just has wonderful stories. And it's really kind of about learning to see the world in a different way. And, I mean, so what he sees is the sort of the connection between what he did as a magician and what these shamans did. It was all about sort of shifting your perceptual field.
And you've actually interviewed all the authors on this list. And he's an extraordinary one. I've heard some of the interviews you've done. And you brought us a little clip. You want to set us up?
Sure. Yeah. Well, one time he was traveling through Nepal and he heard about this really powerful shaman, or as he says, sorcerer. He really wanted to meet this guy, and so he was way up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere. He had a guide there, and the guide actually got spooked as he was getting close to. He could sort of feel the energy of this guy. So eventually, Abram goes and meets this shaman. His name is Sonam. And Sonam kind of takes him under his wing, and he's partly trying to show him how to see the world from a raven's point of view. And so he tells this one story where they're out on a walk along a mountainside, sort of high up in the mountains, you know, precipitous drop. There's a gorge down below. And Sonam sort of kind of runs ahead a little bit and sort of disappears for a moment. And then that's where we pick up the story.
As I came around the bend, I saw this raven perched on a large boulder, squawking a couple times as it looked at me. And then the raven leapt off the rock down onto the trail, except the sound was too loud for it to be just the raven landing. And as I blinked, this small raven turned out to be a person. It was Sonam himself, but I was stunned. I must have just imagine this. But then he turned and he squawked, a perfect series of raven's caws. And I realized that I had just witnessed a transformation of a human into a bird.
All right. So that's pretty mind-blowing right there, the story of a shaman sorcerer turning into a raven, one of the books that blew Steve Paulson's mind.
You can get the full list of Steve Paulson's mind-blowing books and support great public radio right now with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I think it's a mission of public radio in general, of, to the best of our knowledge, of Central Time, to show us new ways to understand the world, to look at the world. All of the examples on Steve's list are going to help you do that. Make a pledge right now and ask for your copy of Steve's book list at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we did hit our goal last hour. In fact, we went 5 pledges over, which is fantastic. And this hour, we're looking for 25 more pledges to Wisconsin Public Radio, to programs like Central Time, to the best of our knowledge. How many mind-blowing moments have you had on public radio? Think about that and then make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I think one of the wonderful things about public radio is it is a celebration of books. I mean, where else do you hear kind of serious discussions about all kinds of different issues, and you learn about books? I mean, how many books have you first heard about by listening to some public radio show? I mean, this is one of the great things. And, you know, I think all of us sitting around the table right now are book lovers, so we have kind of a vested interest in this. So anyway, it's a chance to celebrate books, and this is your chance to say, yeah, I'm glad that they talk about books, and I'm glad that I learn about all these different authors. And you can show your support for this kind of programming by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Steve, I bet you're in the same boat as us and all of our listeners. I think we all come away from this job almost every day having learned something interesting, gotten a different perspective. Or how many times a day do we come away from what we do here thinking, I never thought of that before? It's an experience we share with you, the listener, and you can share with us in supporting these great programs. Make a pledge right now at WPR.org. Ask for your copy of Steve Paulson's mind-blowing book list. Well, the list probably isn't mind-blowing. The books on the list, though, are mind-blowing. Ask for it with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, as I say, Ned Stark was right. Winter is coming, which makes it prime reading season. You're going to want to have those books at your fingertips. And by the way, the list is a little mind-blowing, Rob. I'm going to say that he doesn't just, Steve, give us the list, the titles and authors of the books, but a little bit about why they resonate, why they're mind-blowing, and the ideas and interests that are going to ignite your mind when you read them. So there's a lot of fantastic ideas there. Yours with a pledge this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Rob, I liked what you said about, you know, one of the things about books is you learn something new. You kind of see something else about the world. And I mean, just to take the example of what we were just talking about, David Abram. I mean, you know, going to Southeast Asia, meeting a shaman there, and sort of experiencing the world in an entirely new way. I mean, wow. I mean, it's kind of thrilling, I think. And, you know, I think that's often what we get from the best books. I mean, whether nonfiction or fiction.
And we're going to go back to your list now, Steve. And there was a surprising pick on here to me. This is one of the 8 that blew your mind, an autobiography from Andre Agassi, the tennis player. But it sounds like this isn't your average sports book. What sets it apart?
Well, I should preface this by saying I am a longtime tennis player, so I grew up being very serious about tennis, and I have been a lifelong fan. So I followed Agassi's career from day one. And so he was just sort of this fascinating character. He was kind of this, you know, young, flashy guy with, you know, long hair, and he was kind of more flash than substance in the beginning, and, you know, he rocketed to the top of the tennis world, and then he kind of fell into the doldrums, and, you know, his career kind of sort of spiraled out, and then he came back, and then he sort of became the grand old man of tennis. And his book is, well, first of all, I mean, part of the reason why it's so great is it's not really a sports book at all. I mean, it's sort of ostensibly about his tennis career, but it's about life, and it's about this very difficult relationship he had with his father, who was kind of this sort of slave driver of a tennis teacher who was determined that the young Andre, when he was, you know, 4 years old, he was going to become a tennis star. And so, anyway, his father would just drill tennis balls at him. And it just has great stories, and going to the Nick Bollettieri Tennis Academy, which is sort of, it was like Lord of the Flies, you know, these boys just, you know, they're like no parental supervision around. And he was one of them, and he flourished in that, but it kind of, You know, it was, it's kind of, he always had a love-hate relationship with tennis. And so it's, you know, it's someone who was obsessed with sports, but kind of hated it at the same time. And, you know, and he was, he's just an interesting guy because he always cared about more than just sports.
So if someone's not into sports, not into tennis, are they still going to get something out of this book?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't have to care at all about tennis. And that's partly what sets Agassi apart from a lot of other tennis players, for instance. I mean, his great rival was Pete Sampras. And Sampras kind of did only care about tennis. And he wrote his own memoir, which wasn't very good. But Agassi's was really good. And in fact, he wrote it with someone else, a great writer. And so it's a very good read.
Did it change at all the way that you think about tennis when you sit down now to watch it or play it?
It did, to some degree. You know, you kind of get the inside picture of, especially Agassi late in his career, where, I mean, he had all these injuries and it was just the brutal nature of being out on a court for hours at a time. And then you go back and, you get the massage. I mean, there were times when he had such severe back problems, he could barely get up and, you know, wasn't sure if he could play the next match. But that's what professional tennis players do at that stage of their career.
We're talking to Steve Paulson about books that blew his mind. We're sampling a few of them, but he's got a list of 8 books, great books to read that will change the way you think about at least part of the world. You can get your own copy of that list with a pledge of any amount now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, on top of that, any pledge you make during the fall membership drive, you get entered into a drawing for 2 tickets to one of 3 amazing WPR trips. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Books to keep you company over the winter. Wisconsin Public Radio is going to be right next to you, on the radio during the winter, too, keeping you company with ideas and news and updates and culture. That's what we do here. And that's why you should support Wisconsin Public Radio. You're a listener. It's part of your life. It matters to you. So it just makes sense that you support it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is the way that you can do that.
And you're pledging your support right now for Central Time. All the other programs, of course, as well on WPR, but Central Time, I mean, this still relatively new show on Wisconsin Public Radio, and, the gift that we have of Rob and Veronica bringing all kinds of issues and, with a lot of energy, covering the waterfront from news to culture to 2 books. This is your chance to step forward and say, yeah, I'm really glad that this show is on the air and I will help pay for it. You can do that by making a pledge at WPR.org or by picking up the phone and calling 888-202-2552.
Now, talking about that Andre Agassi book, I'm not a tennis guy. I like some sports, but I'm really interested in this book. And I've got to say, my favorite moments of public radio, whether we're talking about here on Central Time or listening to the best of our knowledge, are the topics I didn't know I was interested in until I heard them or did the interview. And that's one of the great things about shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. They introduce me, and I hope you, to things we didn't even necessarily think about, that we didn't know were interesting before we came into the conversation. If you have had that feeling listening to us on Central Time, to Steve and the gang on To the Best of Our Knowledge, make a contribution now to support those conversations going forward. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, it's really a great time to make that pledge, because with any pledge of any amount, we'll send you the list of 8 books that blew Steve Paulson's mind. And also, everyone who enters this drive, who pledges this drive, will be entered in a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll be back with Steve. Get a taste of one or maybe 2 more of those books on his list. Steve Paulson's mind-blowing reads, yours with a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Stick around. More to come.
We're talking now with Steve Paulson again, the executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge, and he's one of our resident book lovers here at WPR. He reads stacks of them as the executive producer and also just a book lover. And he's got 8 mind-blowing picks over a decade of books. So that's a lot of books read over a decade, I'm assuming. I don't even want to ask you to estimate, Steve, but a lot of books, and you picked 8 of them that really stayed with you. And we're going to go to one, a fiction, The Wind-Up Bird Chronicles by Haruki Murakami.
Yeah, Murakami is one of my favorite writers, a Japanese writer, of course. In fact, his name is always floated as a possible Nobel laureate. We're just, in fact, in a couple of days, we're going to hear who the new winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature is. And this, I think, is his best book, The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle. And it's there's a little bit of everything in there. There are sort of these, what Murakami is famous for, sort of these dreamlike scenes, this sort of this surreal atmosphere that he paints. And then there's also history in there. So, I mean, there's a whole sort of a piece of the story, which is you go back into the violence of Japan's wartime past, and it's sort of mixed up with Murakami's love of jazz and American pop culture. And then you have a woman with sort of healing and psychic powers, which is one of sort of Murakami's themes. And, I mean, sort of the paradox at the heart of every Murakami book is he creates these, what I find to be these mesmerizing worlds, but you know, the quality of his prose is actually, you know, it's not that great. It's kind of ordinary. And so it's like, you know, how does he sort of combine these two things together? And I think it's mystified a lot of readers. But it's just, it's very compelling.
You consider this his best novel. How come? Why this one?
I think it's, well, it was a bit earlier in his career, and I think it was the one, it's longer, and he tends to kind of alternate between lighter novels and bigger books, and for instance, he just had one that came out earlier this summer called Colorless Tsukuru Tazaki, which I would consider one of his lesser books. And there's sort of a little bit of everything in the Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, and it hits his big themes, and it takes you there. It creates this whole different world.
That's yet another book on Steve Paulson's list of 8 mind-blowing reads. Steve's mind is not easily blown, so when he says this, you must pay attention. And when you make a pledge of any amount now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, as a little added bonus, you can ask for your very own copy of Steve's list with it's an annotated bibliography, some notes on what it is about these books that will change the way you think about the world. Make your pledge in support of great radio on Wisconsin Public Radio, of great conversations like this one, and pick up, as a little added thank you, your copy of Steve's book list with a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're going to sweeten the deal even more, because when you pledge, you'll be entered in a drawing for 2 tickets to go on a WPR trip of your choice if you win this drawing. A pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy European towns along the Rhine River, or you could explore Alaska or escape to France. The important thing is to make that donation now, support Wisconsin Public Radio, and get entered in that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just to state the obvious here, but, you know, you're not really making a pledge to be entered into that drawing or to get this this little book list that I put forward. I mean, you know, those are nice things. Those are extras. You are making the pledge. You are showing your support because you believe in Wisconsin Public Radio. You like Central Time. You are willing to take out your wallet and to say, yeah, this is a program that really matters, that I have come to depend on, to rely on, and I'm willing to help pay for it. And you can do that by stepping forward, making a pledge at WPR.org, or by calling 888-202-2552.
We heard from Ian in Bayfield. Ian made a pledge today, made a pledge this hour. Ian says, I just don't know what else I'd listen to if I couldn't listen to you. Thank you so much, Ian. And, you know, people have put that to the test. They've moved elsewhere in the country and realized what a treasure they had with Wisconsin Public Radio and how much they missed it until they found our live stream later on. Well, how about you? Do you not know what you'd do if you couldn't listen to us? Make a pledge in support of Wisconsin Public Radio now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I also like to say, you know, I'm a parent and I also grew up listening to public radio when I was a kid, that I think it really shaped who I am and the way I think about the world, the way I take on ideas and try to absorb them and think about them, chew on them. And WPR does that for you and for the next generation of listeners too, the next generation of citizens, really. What is that worth to you, nurturing the thought power of that next generation? Give at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
And just for that sheer that sense of discovery that you get from books or from so much that you hear on public radio. I mean, that's really what we're talking about now. And I think that's a wonderful reason to step forward right now and to say, this is something that I have come to value. I don't get it anywhere else. Public radio just brings a different kind of programming that you can't hear in any other radio show and really anywhere else at all. And so this is your chance to say, I will put my money where my values are. And you can do that by making a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Steve, before we let you go with this topic here, you've got one more. We have a lot of science lovers who listen to Central Time. We have found that out. And you've got a couple science picks on this list. And what is the Song of the Dodo? Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah. It is by David Quammen, who is a brilliant writer, nature writer, science writer. And what he does in this book is he kind of brings together science journalism with natural history. And it's really a story about sort of what is known in the field of evolutionary biology, island biogeography, sort of the idea that, you know, a case study of how you see species develop and habitats develop. You know, you look at islands, whether literally islands like Madagascar or sort of, you know, particular kind of contained habitats. And so he has these wonderful stories of, for instance, the Komodo dragon in Indonesia. And he's gone to all these places, or the lemurs of Madagascar and some of the great explorers, Alfred Russel Wallace, one of the genius naturalists, the contemporary of Darwin in the 19th century, the co-discoverer of the theory of evolution. And even though Darwin is the name who everyone recalls, but Wallace was in some ways the more fascinating character because he was trying to make a living by collecting all these specimens. And so David Quammen brings all of these stories together, and it's kind of, so he's taking this big topic, but he's kind of telling it through little stories. And it's just, I found it absolutely riveting.
Great. Well, thank you for telling us about it. Just one of the handful here of science books that are show up on the Books That Blew Your Mind list that we've got here. And there are more. That thank you gift can be yours with a pledge of any amount. And also, don't forget what else can be yours, that great feeling of supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. A pledge of any amount will get you that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, you know, the holiday season's coming up. Maybe you're looking for gifts for the public radio listeners in your life, the book readers in your life. Look no further. We have the list for you. 8 amazing reads that you can get for your friends and family for the holidays. Make a pledge of any amount right now. Ask for your copy of Steve Paulson's mind-blowing book list at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
And remember, all those good reasons to make a pledge, when you do make a pledge during this drive, you will be entered into that drawing. You could win 2 tickets on one of the wonderful WPR trips, whether it's to Alaska along the Rhine River, or in France. Anyway, a little extra incentive to sweeten the pot of why you would want to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 19 more pledges. 19 more pledges to go in the next half hour of listening here on Central Time. Make that pledge happen. Do something you're going to feel good about when you turn on the radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You count on great radio here on the Ideas Network. We count on you to help pay for it. You're the single biggest part of our budget. Make a pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.